Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Just before she packed her bags for her freshman year in college, youth radio producer Jennifer Obakume headed north 220 miles from her home in Los Angeles to an organic farm in Three Rivers, California. As Jennifer learned, it was a short trip, but a world apart for a first-time visitor to a farm.
I'm a city girl from L.A., and until this summer, the closest I had ever been to a farm was a petting zoo called Green Meadows Farms in Los Angeles County. Most of what I knew about country living I had learned from watching Green Acres on TV Land. That all changed when this city girl made her first trip with friends to the country, 4 hours outside of Los Angeles.
Oh, here's some gala apples. Just starting to ripen. I've been picking them and eating them already. If I were y'all, I'd grab some with a little red on them. Some of them might have worms in them.
Ah, to eat fresh fruit picked right from a tree. James Birch, proprietor of Florabella Farm, takes me on a tour of his beautiful 26-acre farm. I learn about the irrigation water needed for crops and how you monitor fruit and vegetable growth. I also find out that gala apples picked fresh from a tree are an enjoyable treat. I never considered farming as a career prospect before, although I do know something about farming, because I once grew fruits and vegetables in the city with my late grandmother before I was preschool age. But now I'm 17. It's been a long time. Everything is beautiful on the farm, except for the bugs. I do face a major challenge if I ever want to be an organic farmer. Don't laugh. I have a nearly manic fear of spiders that began when my second grade teacher showed the movie Arachnophobia to our class. Of course, there are daddy long legs all over the farm. So I brew up a plan to sleep in the car for 2 nights, though I changed my mind. Still, I can only stand a shower the first night because there are spiders on the ceiling. But as the weekend passes, the beauty of the outdoors outweighs my fear.
So this is an Othello rose. And Othello is, this is its third bloom of the summer. And if you smell it, you will be transported.
I sniff alongside Bettina Wiesenthal-Birch in the rose garden at her neighboring farm. I think about my fear of spiders and its deeper roots. The truth is, I have bigger things on my mind. I start college in North Carolina in a matter of days.
It's a complex rose.
I begin to contemplate this new chapter of my life in terms of farming. I'm digging the hole for the seeds of new beginnings, and I'm growing roots to maintain stability during uncertain times. And then, of course, I'm weeding out the negative, facing those spiders, my fear of the unknown. My time on the farm tests my ability to accept situations that are out of my control and out of my comfort zones. This is also what college will do. In a funny way, visiting Florabella Farm feels like coming back to a home I never had. A home where I actually feel free to take in the air and free to accept that I'm going through changes. The farm can keep the spiders, but I'll keep the memories of the sweet-smelling roses and the feeling of making a bright new transition into college. For Living on Earth, I'm Jennifer Obakume.
Jennifer Obakume attends Bennett College in Greensboro, North Carolina. Her story was produced by Youth Radio. You can hear our program anytime on our website or get a download for your MP3 player. The address is loe.org. That's loe.org. You can reach us at comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Our postal address is 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. And you can call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Just ahead, animals get happy and experience pleasure. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.